Hi, my name is Bill Zack. I'm an architect evangelist with Developer and Platform Evangelism for Microsoft here in New York. And I'm sitting here with David Chappell, noted author and lecturer, who's just given a group of architects a really interesting presentation on software plus services and where he sees it going. One of the aspects of David's talk covered the idea that things are going to be evolving towards a cloud-based platform for developing applications. And with that, I'd like to turn it over to David.
So yeah, the notion here is that just as we now build applications on on-premises platforms, Windows, Linux, whatever, that in an S plus S world, you're able to move this platform into the cloud, that is, into a service provider accessed via the internet. And so the interesting question, I think, is what exactly will that platform look like in the cloud? There are a couple of possibilities. One possibility, exemplified by Force.com today, is a platform designed solely for cloud-based applications, that is, for applications built using software as a service. Force.com is the platform offered by Salesforce.com. It has its own language, Apex. It has its own approach, and it's focused entirely on supporting cloud-based applications. That's one approach. Alternative approach, the one that Microsoft has told us they're going to take, is to effectively extend the on-premises platform into the cloud. So Microsoft has said, for example, that they're going to put .NET-based development in the cloud. It's too soon to know what's going to happen here, but my own perspective on this is that it seems very likely that having the same technologies in both places, on-premises and in the cloud, is going to win out over having a pure cloud-based platform. Two big reasons for that. One of them is that if I've got more or less the same technologies, I can move my application logic back and forth much more easily. With a Force.com scenario, for instance, I'm locked into SaaS. If it makes sense for financial or business reasons to move that logic into my organization, I'm stuck. That's a problem. Second reason, if you're extending your current platform, on-premises platform, into the cloud, the same development tools, the same development knowledge can be used in the cloud. If you're building a purely cloud platform, like Force.com, developers must learn maybe a new language, like Apex and Force.com, probably new tools. It's a whole new environment. And so it's a much tougher sell. It's too soon to know, but if you force me to bet, I would bet that 5 years from now, the dominant cloud-based platforms will have programming abstractions, technologies, and tools that are very close to what's available and what's used on their on-premises cousins.
Thank you, David. Interesting viewpoint.